Oh, I mean, tough to describe how amazing this feels. Yeah, I mean, 2016 was close, and 2017 was a tough year for me, but I stuck with it. I got to thank a lot of people, but my caddy in the US, Ramon Biscanza, and he's also my coach. He was a big help. And of course, my caddy this week, James Williams, last week also, huge help. And unbelievable. Can't believe I'm holding this.
Let's talk about the round. You were six back at the start of the day, and you birdied the 12th to get into a four-way tie for the lead. What's going through your mind at that stage?
Yeah, I mean, after I made eagle on the 4th, I knew I was in it. I knew how well I was swinging. I hadn't missed a shot yet. So I just knew if I kept going, and I mean, the putts have been going in this last couple of weeks, so I just knew that I had a great feeling on the greens, and I wasn't really aiming. I was just kind of reacting to the line, and I just kept going. I mean, just keep hitting my shot after shot, I kept telling myself, and unbelievable.
Let's talk about those putts. 72nd hole, you're one behind. Ryan's in the fairway in great position down the last. You hold that. Just describe the rush of adrenaline that goes through your body.
Oh, I mean, it's why I play golf. I mean, all the practice days, all the misses, all the bad moments, all are taken care of with putts like that. I mean, I just remember standing over it and just said, I mean, just don't aim. Just hit the putt, see what happens. And I flushed the putt. And, of course, I mean, making two of them from almost identical position, I mean, obviously that's a bit of bonus. But unbelievable. So happy.
When you walked up onto the green to see the second putt, were you thinking, well, this is pretty darn similar?
Well, I said to James, I was like, well, we've already made this putt, so it can't be too difficult. But it was a little straighter than one, but it was just tracking on a nice line. And I mean, for it to go in, I mean, feel bad for Ryan, obviously played terrific golf, but I guess it was my time.
Fifth in the race to Dubai, back in the top 50 in the world. How big a target now is Ryder Cup in this sort of form? Second last week and a win this week.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I needed a stretch like this, tied second last week and then a win. I mean, to make the Ryder Cup team, you have to win tournaments, and this is a heck of a start, but I feel like I got a lot more to go.
You've won on the European Tour, you've won on the PGA Tour, you've won a WGC, you've now won a Rolex event. It's only left to win a major, isn't it? Fancy the Open?
I do, actually, yeah. I would love to win the Scottish Open next week as well, but I'm not being greedy right now. I'm just going to enjoy this for a long, long time.